The clock has officially begun on a potential year-end Santa Claus rally for the stock market. A Santa Claus rally is when the market rallies on average less 7 trading days of a year and the first 2 of the new year. LPL Financial Chief Market Strategist Ryan Dietrich has been crunching the numbers on this and joins us now. Ryan, nice to see you again. Thanks for making some time. Talk to us. Santa Claus rally. How likely is it that it happens this year?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me back, guys. And we think it's likely, right? Again, it is the last 5 trading days of the year and then the first 2 of the next following year. That would be next Monday. And historically, Brian, what really matters about this is up like 1.3% on average, higher like almost 80% of the time. So Santa Claus normally comes to town. And after this choppy, volatile, almost frustrating December, we think, you know, as we get to the feel good time of the year, stocks probably go a little higher. What really matters, though, is if Santa Claus doesn't come to town. Again, it's rare. But we've seen, you know, 2000, 2008, 2016, if you remember the first 6 weeks of 2016, how bad that was. So the times that Santa Claus doesn't come might have our ear a little bit more, but we'll talk more about that early next year, but we think he'll make it.
Yeah, and just to put a fine point on it here, the average return during this 7-day period is 1.3%, and things are positive 79% of the time. So it's likelier than not that we will see stocks go higher here in this little last stretch of the year, first stretch of next year.
That's right. And that might not sound like a lot, you know, 1.3%. That's actually like the best 7-day combination there is, or one of the best. And up 79% of the time, that's one of the most likely of the entire whole year. There's 254 trading days a year. I think we're showing it there. You know, that's, again, one of the most likely times to be higher. So what matters is probably more if he doesn't show. But history would say we'll probably get a little continuation here and a higher upward bias into early next year.
Right. We have a gulf between opinions on Wall Street strategists and where the S&P 500 may end next year. High-end target 5330 by John Stolfus at Oppenheimer. We talked to him yesterday. 4400 on the low end by Mike Wilson over Morgan Stanley. Where are you and why?
Yeah, we're a little closer to the upper range, I guess. We're saying 5,100 on the S&P 500. We just do not see a recession next year. We see earnings growth maybe hitting double digits. I mean, think about this, guys. We're probably going to be up 20% for the year, right, in the S&P. That next year has been higher the last 9 times, 7 of them up at least double digits. The average return after 20% return is 11.5%. Putting this another level, we looked at 30 mid-cycle years, going back to 1950. So a year that's not really near the beginning, but not near a recession. There's 30 of them. That following year, or that year of a midterm cycle, where we are, we think next year, is up, are you ready for this, 11.5% on average. There's that number again, higher about 80% of the time. I just listed multiple things here, but strong earnings growth, still a tailwind with the Fed, monetary fiscal policy is still there. You know, we just still think, hey, stocks are probably still going to outperform bonds next year. It's going to be rockier. It is a midterm year, right? Those are the most volatile of the 4-year cycle, so it's not going to be easy like this year was. But again, after 20-something percent gain this year, who wouldn't take probably low double-digit return next year? We think it's possible.
Hey, Ryan, one of the other obviously big variables next year is going to be the Fed probably raising interest rates. At least that's what they're telling us they're going to do. How do stocks tend to perform in that year when the Fed starts raising?
Yeah, great question. You know, let's take it back a second here. You look at the last 9 times the Fed did the first hike in a cycle. You know what the stock market did? Up 15% on average. So it tends to go up before that first hike. Now, that first hike, in our opinion, is probably the second half of next year. Not going to be May, but it's probably going to happen next year. The last 4 times you go back in history, guys, and you have that first hike, take a wild guess, stocks do really, really well, up double-digit returns a year later. So it's just a sign that maybe we're taking the training wheels off, right? When you first hit the first hike, it doesn't mean you're at the end of a cycle. It means you're probably like more in the middle of a cycle. We've still got probably a couple more years of economic growth, and that probably means stocks continue to outperform bonds. So we might have volatility, but do not panic when the Fed has its first rate hike. Because when you get, you know, 3-4 rate hikes down the road, maybe then I wouldn't say panic, but maybe start to worry. But rate hikes are normal in an economic expansion.
Ryan, we're asking all our friends of the show, are there calls this year that didn't work out for you? Yeah. And what did you learn from them? And how will you apply that to next year?
Yeah, I mean, overall, we said stocks would do a lot better than bonds. So fortunately, that worked out. out. I mean, I will say we were in the cyclical value camp. Now you could argue it's kind of worked, kind of hasn't. So that's a little tougher. But the one that I'd say we've missed, if you want to say, you know, get to it, the U.S. dollar. We thought the U.S. dollar would go lower this year. Everybody thought the U.S. dollar would go lower this year. It's been stronger. I think the way that I look at that is when everyone's on one side of the boat. Again, a year ago, most people expected a weaker dollar. We were in that camp. Whatever. Everyone's on one side of the boat. Sometimes you can get the opposite size move. So I think market psychology and how people are aligned is something that we all, as all investors, need to remember that. If we all, what did Patton say? If everyone's thinking alike, somebody isn't thinking. Well, I think that makes sense and a good reminder there.
You were bullish on the Bengals before the season, right, Ryan?
As a lifelong Bengal fan, it's hard to get very bullish because we always get our hearts broken. But I was optimistic. You know, like I'm a market strategist. I'm cautiously optimistic, right? The Bengals are in first place as we speak, so I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, good stuff. LPL Financial Chief Market Strategist Ryan Dietrich. Always good to see you. We'll check back with you in the new year.